is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former Republican officials are asking the Justice Department to investigate Trump ally Elon Musk's big money contest payouts to voters in battleground states. Critics say it's illegal. CBS's Jolene Kent tells us what people close to Musk are saying.
A source directly familiar told us that it's, quote, confident in the legality of this initiative. And some legal analysts are telling us here at CBS News that even though there is a strong case for illegality, they do expect Musk will likely not be prosecuted because they say it might not make a big difference this close to the election.
Well, 2 weeks from Election Day, a look at security.
Many voters think foreign governments are trying to influence the election.
Election infrastructure has never been more secure.
Jen Easterly's the head of the Federal Cybersecurity Agency and says why we should be confident.
The machines that Americans use to vote, not connected to the internet. Over 97% paper ballots.
Plus, more layers of security.
Physical security, cybersecurity to protect election infrastructure.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas now, CBS's Ramey Innocencio tells us Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel as the country's military attacks Hamas and Hezbollah.
This is Blinken's 11th time here to Israel in the past 12 months to try to find a way to a ceasefire. And the word that we continue to describe that ceasefire is elusive. The situation is arguably much more tense, and the balance of power arguably seems to have shifted to Netanyahu's favor.
Well, people who live in a neighborhood in Fall City, Washington, are coming to grips with the shooting deaths of three children and two adults in a home.
Gotten to know some of the kids that unfortunately lived at the home, and you know, the younger kids especially, the sweetest children. So polite, homeschooled, and it's unfathomable what just happened.
Police have a teenager in custody. There's word former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries and two other men have been arrested on federal sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. On the Health Watch today, CBS's Michael George tells us
Black patients are 22% more likely to die after a coronary bypass surgery than other racial groups. That's according to a study by the American Society of Anesthesiologists, which found that on average, Black patients also stayed in the hospital longer after surgery and had higher hospital bills. The study says governments and healthcare systems need to improve access to care.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 105 points, NASDAQ down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Downtown Racine will see impacts due to Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's event at Memorial Hall today. Walz will be coming from appearances in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Getting people to vote early is the main reason for the Racine visit. Racine and Kenosha do have different early voting options. Racine offers multiple locations and drop boxes. Kenosha has a single location for early in-person voting. That's downtown at the municipal building. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposed 0.5% sales tax tonight. Leaders in Racine County are trying to do the same thing. Critics argue the Waukesha County tax is excessive, aiming to address a $5 million deficit with a tax that could raise $60 million annually. The Racine Unified School Board is considering renaming Red Apple Elementary after local astronaut Laurel Clark. The board moved ahead that plan last night. And Racine's Reef Point Marina renovation project has been approved. It includes wider docks and some new facilities. Demo work is scheduled to begin next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches, Ozzie Timmons is out after three seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allowing him to get on the move, you know, get in the A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was huge for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still comfortably warm today under partly sunny skies. We'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Oh, 67 degrees. Feels like we could get some rain later. Feels like. In fact, my back is telling me that right now. CCR on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Where I wanna go. I'm a Polar Shirt City.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Man, the Carpenters. Don't you get, even to this day, with the exception of Top of the World song where she's all happy and bouncy, and you hear her voice, don't you just naturally tear up, or is it just me? Huh. Must just be me then. We have Artist of Record contest going on. This is our last week, our last Tuesday of this. Everybody who won this month is eligible, including whoever wins today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, eligible to win the record player. We're doing the drawing on Friday, and we will announce the winner on Friday as well. So good luck to whoever wins that. Your chance to win is sometime between now and one, and you're going to hear The Rascals. You're going to hear Good Lovin'. Give you a hint of how it starts. One, two, three, Good Love. Okay, so now you know how it goes. Sometime within between now and one. And make sure you're my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And go ahead and set the phone now if you're thinking about it. Don't worry, I won't pick up. But set the phone now and be ready for that contest. You'll win the album. From Good, you'll win an album from Good, from the Rascals. I want to keep saying Young Rascals, but you'll win an album from Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And we thank you so much, Ray, the owner of Time and Again, for actually making this contest possible for us here at WRJN.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Dutchy folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Rock and roll. Music for Chuck Berry on WRJN. And yeah, so there you go. It's the Beatles that stole from Chuck Berry, not the other way around. It's Sly and the Family Stone.
Thank you.
moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little bit for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be to live without you. Would only mean heartbreak for me.
Works. That's what I was told anyway. Local news and timeless hits of WRJN. Oh wait, no, it was more like if the prayer's unanswered, that was an answer. So technically, I guess that always means the prayer is answered. Oh my goodness, it's the Beach Boys as we go a little crazy here on a Tuesday morning.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand. She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, where is the standard? Cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. As I mentioned before, they were the Beach Boys. And you know they're the Beach Boys. Because nobody sounds like the Beach Boys but the Beach Boys, unless it's Jan and Dean. Yeah, they they kind of been mistaken for the Beach Boys. The thing about the Beach Boys is even in the middle of winter, it's fun to play a Beach Boys hit. You know, where winter feels like very unbeachy. Yeah, just cold and miserable and that. But Beach Boys, just a fun thing to throw on and puts everybody in a good mood. Well, pretty much everyone. Sometimes my dog isn't happy, but, you know, that's the dog. You know what I mean? Hey, broadcast for high school football. We have got the game this Friday, and it's the number 3rd seed Racine Case Eagles taking on number 6 seed Oconomowoc Raccoons in the WIAA Division 1 Level 1 playoff. Pre-game is going to air on WRJN at 5:30. And then the kickoff is at 6, and you can listen live right here on WRJN. And now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine might get a little crazy today. Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz is holding an event at Memorial Hall, with the address scheduled to start at just before 7. Walz will be coming from Madison, where he'll appear with former President Barack Obama. Walz will also be coming off an appearance on The Daily Show, with Jon Stewart asking about Liz Cheney.
I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing. It doesn't mean they agree with us. We're not going to take their foreign policy decisions and discussions, you know, and implement those. We're going to take their promise. Yes, promise.
Those invited to the Racine event will be lining up along Lake Avenue, with a number of traffic impacts expected due to the visit. Officials say to avoid the area if you're not going to the event. There will be a lot of people in Racine County watching what happens in Waukesha County tonight. This evening, the Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposal to introduce a 0.5% sales tax. Racine County is the only other Wisconsin county without a sales tax, but that could change too with upcoming votes. The proposed Waukesha County tax aims to address a $5 million budget deficit. However, critics say it could raise $60 million each year, which they believe is excessive. And a proposal to rename Racine's Red Apple Elementary is moving ahead. At a Racine Unified meeting last night, the school board put forward a plan to rename the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who lost her life in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still comfortably warm today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
I don't
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. And actually, for 57 years of that, we had Paul Harvey. He's back with the rest of the story today at 12:05.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Thank you.
WRJN local news timelessness and the Badgers back in action this Saturday against Penn State. The pregame starts at 4:30 this Saturday with kickoff with Matt LaPay at 6:30. And you can hear the entirety of the game right here on WRJN. You can listen all season long to RJM of the Badgers.
You need not wonder why. right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go.
Timeless right here on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddle's coming up with local news, CBS National News, and our very own Mike Clemens with sports. This all just minutes away here on WRJN.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, you do. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. Gotta catch up on
meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your think I don't see, and it hurts.